Alrighty then, welcome back to the morning show. Al Morgani with Rhea Hughes. It's a Wednesday. That means we're joined. Good morning to be joined by this, yes. Guys, because we're talking football and we're talking cuisine, soup especially. So who better to have than Ross Tucker? Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, Rhea. How are you?
Good morning.
We're doing just great, Ross. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about. A lot of deep football stuff, but we like when the stuff goes off the rails a little bit, when they start talking about, you know, more interesting stuff, like human stuff. And we had a coach that went on a rant, you know, talking about football, Sirianni, and then he provided us with... I guess you would call it food for thought.
Yes.
So here's our food for thought from the coach.
We feel like we're very systematic with that process. It's the only really way I know how to do it, and then just try to improve it each time. So it's very, very, very similar, because when you go back and you, I don't know, I make taco soup sometimes for my family. I make the taco soup how I made it the last time, because, well, my kids don't love it, but my wife likes it. So I make the taco soup the way I did last time. And then, you know, why do my kids not like it? Well, because I didn't give them enough Fritos on the side, right? So then I'll maybe add a couple Fritos. So it's like you have a plan. I'll probably get made fun of for that, but that's okay. You have a plan of what you want to do, and you follow that plan, but always trying to make it a little bit better.
There's nobody better to discuss this than Ross Tucker.
I mean, I have so many thoughts right now. So many thoughts. First of all, do you realize right now there's people in their car? I don't know what percentage, but there's some percentage of our listeners saying, why is he making taco soup in the first place? He should be studying film with the Cowboys. He should be getting ready for the Giants. Why is he ever making taco soup? I can just hear it. Anytime.
Oh, yes.
It's funny, because when I played, it was like before social media, mm-hmm. but it's when message boards had first happened.
Oh, God, yes.
And so I would go out. My best friend when I played for the Cowboys was Chad Hutchinson, who was the starting quarterback. So a lot of times it would be Chad, his girlfriend, who's now his wife, and me, like the three of us, right? Which there's a lot of stories I could tell about that. But he would never have more than one beer in public, because if he had more than that, like the one time he had more than that, it was on message boards like, this guy's out. I saw him have four beers. And he's just like, God. You know what, man? It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the one time I called him and I'm like, where are you? He's like, I'm at Home Depot. I'm like, what is it? He's like, I'm going to make a funnel. Like, you know, like a beer funnel. And he was going to have a party at his house. And he was like, so think about that for a second. Starting quarterback for the Cowboys can't at a bar have more than one beer, but he can be at Home Depot getting the supplies to make a funnel for a party at his house.
Yes.
So I don't even know why I started talking about that. But, oh, just the point of like
message boards
people
and Twitter,
making
yeah.
fun of yeah. Sirianni. You know what I really like about Sirianni? I love that midway through he stopped and said, probably going to get made fun of for this, but whatever.
Yes, yes.
You know, as long as you're self-aware like that,
yeah.
I'm good with it. And by the way, let me just say for everybody involved, if you're going to make any type of taco soup, you need to have unlimited Fritos available.
Amen. Fritos are underrated.
Right, and so that the person eating the taco soup, or this goes for chili or whatever, it's really up to them to decide the proper amount of Fritos to add for their palate, right? Like, I am not a big broth person. I want as much of, like, the stuff. I don't know what you call it, the stew,
yes,
the
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want as much of the stuff as possible. So I would go heavy on the Fritos, crunch them up, and then mix it in with the taco soup.
Make
there are
it
other
thick.
People. Yeah, yeah. There you go. There you go, Rhea. I like them thick. I had a teammate of mine that said that to me one time, by the way. Was not talking about
Wasn't
soup.
Wasn't talking about soup.
Yeah,
yes.
Was not talking about soup. He said, I like them thick, Tuck. I like them thick. I was like, no worries. I can help you with that. Maybe.
Tom Brady you're talking about?
No, it was not Tom Brady with the Susquehanna Township girl. No.
Yes.
It was Lawrence Smith, an offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills. By the way, that would be amazing if I get a text from him later today. I heard on Raw on the WIP, Ross Tucker said you like him thick. But no, in terms of Sirianni, I do two thoughts, right? On the soup part of it, yes, you have to be able to – I'm a big chili person. Like, I'll go to Panera at least once or twice a week, and I'll get the You Pick Two.
Yeah, I did that yesterday.
Yeah, I get a salad, and I get the chili. And I, in my head, turkey chili's really healthy. I don't know if it is or not, but I love that combo because you get a salad, and you're feeling pretty good about yourself, but then the turkey chili's really hearty, and they have that big piece of bread that probably ruins all the health.
Oh, yeah, the baguette. The baguette.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, by the way, why are we calling that thing a baguette? What is a baguette?
It's because it's French. It's different.
Yeah, it's a piece of bread. Okay?
It's not thick bread. It's thin bread.
Right, but I love I alternate between dipping it in there.
Yes.
Or I rip it apart little piece by little piece and drop it in the chili, like I'm dropping bombs.
I do that with
I'm
the tomato with the tomato soup that I
Glad
do that.
Glad you
in.
Clarified bread bombs.
With the chili. Rhea is like the king or the queen, I guess, of like the little subtle one-liners that I love. I will say this, by the way. I know what Sirianni's talking about.
Yeah.
In terms of the football part of
it.
You know, whether we lost by 40 or won by 40, I had the exact same routine every week. Now, after I watched the tape, if there were things that I realized I needed to improve upon, then that would be a focus for me that week. You know, like maybe I didn't like my pass set against a wide rusher. Maybe I didn't like my footwork on inside zone. And that would be a kind of a focal point for me that week during the week of practice. But I'm telling you, like, I went to the chiropractor twice a week. It was like Monday nights and Thursday nights. I got my massage on Tuesday afternoon. I would go in early every week, every day, and I had a certain thing I would watch of the opponent every morning. And then at the end of practice every day, I would watch every rep from practice that day. So what he's saying is, like, whether you're 13-1 or you're terrible or whatever, you should have the same process that you believe in. I think that's actually one of the biggest keys or successes in life. Anybody listening, is if you have a routine and you stick with, like, I work out every morning, right? So that gets me going for the day. It preps me for this show. It preps me for everything else I'm going to do. I really think that routine is important, and I think that's what he's talking about. But then he's realizing, okay, we're going to have the same routine, but we weren't great against the blitz. We weren't great in the red zone. I got to add a little bit more Fritos to the red zone and to the blitz, which, by the way, they absolutely need to do because those two were a major problem against the Giants.
So, Rustav, when you remember you did the flower thing?
Yes, the roots.
The roots.
Sirianni, yes.
Yeah. Do the players, like, would they get a kick out of this?
So there's a couple different ways they can go, and it really depends on how they feel about him as a person. And because they're winning, they probably feel pretty good. There's one where they just make fun of him and think he's a dork, right?
Yeah.
There's the other one where they make fun of him, but, like, it's lovingly, like, he's their dork.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he might be a little bit of a dork, but he's their dork. And then there's the other one where it's like, and I think this is where the Eagles are at. The Eagles are somewhere between either he's their dork and they love him for it, because I know the players love him, because I talk to them like, you know, when it's just me and them, right? It's not like
Kelsey referenced the flower thing last year, like made a very impassioned, I guess, defense of it.
Right, and then there's the third one, which is you like the guy so much that you've totally bought in and you've seen success, and also you realize this is the way he is, and it makes sense. And it's like, okay, maybe this is a little bit of a different way to describe it, but Kelsey's got little kids. You know, Lane, they got little kids. Like, I got it. Like, we're going to do the same thing, but we had – so it's somewhere between – and by the way, they might kind of buy in and also kind of make fun of him at the same time.
Kind of buy in. As long as you get more than half the locker room. Hey, they love Doug with the ice cream.
Yeah.
so there's
that's a great way to get to the guys' hearts right there. Is ice cream for sure.
Absolutely. All right. So we go into this, and you know, he's pretty he's pretty popular now with everybody, despite that rough start going in.
Yeah.
Really likable guy. And also following up, I got to say, Doug Peterson this weekend, I mean, Lurie did this big story about Lurie watching him.
I said he was rooting hard for him.
That, it seems very unusual for me to have this where they absolutely love a guy that left. I mean, the whole building's rooting for him.
Well, I don't know anybody that doesn't really like Doug. I really don't. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody. But, and by the way, it's kind of the same way with Andy and I think Sirianni. I mean, other than Chip, yeah. I give Lurie an unbelievable amount of credit for picking coaches. I mean, look right now, okay? Andy Reid's number one seed in the AFC. Doug Peterson has the Jags in his first year in the playoffs for the first time since 2017. The Eagles in the NFC, the number one seed. I mean, other owners should call Lurie and ask him, Jeffrey Lurie, and ask him what he looks for or how he figures it out, not only to get good coaches, but coaches, again, other than Chip, that it really seems like all the players like. I've told you guys my one love Doug story forever, right?
Not sure.
Okay. So remember the first year I was doing preseason games for the Eagles on TV.
Mm-hmm.
It was either 2018 or 2019. I can't remember which, okay? And, I'm excited. I grew up around here, diehard Eagles fan. It's kind of like a dream job for me, right? I'm doing the Eagles games on TV. I totally lost my voice the day before my first game. I had, like, no voice. I couldn't talk. So I didn't talk at all in the meetings. I didn't talk at all that day. I'm driving to the link. I pull over to Starbucks to get a big medicine ball because I'm, like, doing everything I can to try to get my voice ready. Nothing came out when I ordered the medicine ball at Starbucks. And I called my director for the preseason game, Artie Kempner. I was like, hey, man, we have, like, a real problem here. Like, I this has never happened to me before. I broadcast 25 games a year, whatever. So I have to interview Doug before the game. And I interview him, and I said, I can barely talk, man. So usually it's like four questions, maybe three. I asked Doug a question. He went for like 2 minutes. I asked him another one. He went for another 2 minutes. And then I was like, thank you. And I smiled at the camera. And I like gave him a hug afterwards. And then the next week when I saw him at practice and I could talk, I was like, man, I owe you. But just think about that, right? Like, he knew that I was in a bad spot.
Yeah, you were struggling, and he helped
you
out.
And he probably doesn't really feel like talking for 2 minutes, you know, giving these long answers before the preseason game. But he did it to kind of help me out. And so, like, I'll kind of always love him forever now because of that. Oh, and okay. Also, they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that would help, too. All right, Ross, we got a lot of people want to talk to you, so let's get to the phones. Let's go to Connie over there. Hello, Connie.
Hello, guys.
What's happening, Connie?
Hi, Ross.
Hey, Connie.
Not much. Who would you think would be the best team to play, the Giants?
It's a great question. And the team I would want to play the least is the Cowboys because we've seen them recently score 40 points on the Eagles. They are most definitely not intimidated by the Eagles at all. And I think they've got a lot of talent and they've struggled a little bit recently and Dak's thrown interceptions, but that doesn't mean he'll throw interceptions against the Eagles.
Hmm.
So that's the team I would want to face the least. I think I'd most want to face the Giants. I go back and forth between the Giants and the Bucks. I don't think the Bucks are very good. And I think the Eagles would handle both of those teams. But there's something about the Giants a third time and their coach Daboll and Daniel Jones' ability to run. I mean, we just saw Davis Webb run decently against the Eagles. Daniel Jones is way faster than Daniel
yes.
Jones is like fast. He doesn't look fast when you see him getting off the bus, but he is fast. And so the Giants scare me a little bit because of that. I know Brady is Brady, but I really think the Bucs are bad, and I think the Eagles would beat them probably the worst. So I probably, believe it or not, if I could pick, Connie, I would go Bucs 1, Giants 2, Cowboys 3, in that order. But Bucks and Giants are close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess I would look at that way. The other team's got no chance.
What do you guys think, Alan?
I think Tampa's.
I want the Bucks.
Yeah, I don't think that,
for a very I just remembered this when I was thinking about it before I was doing the midday show yesterday, and their question was, "Would you rather play Tampa or Dallas?" And I remember that when the Eagles played Tampa last year in the playoffs and got crushed, and Jalen was terrible, and there was all kinds of question marks, that it came out, and we had video, we had audio of it, and there was video of the Tampa Bay defensive coaches telling their players, yelling to their players on the sidelines, he can't read defenses. And I know, if I know anything about Jalen Hurts, that has stuck in his crawl since then.
Yeah, that had to really bother him.
Yeah.
For it to be public like that, that a coach is saying that, because that...
It's
that
the worst insult to a quarterback, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it feeds into certain Neanderthal stereotypes that are from like 100
correct.
Years ago that really, really bother people, and rightfully so. So, that's an interesting – I forget that. And by the way, like, maybe he didn't read defenses as well last year as he has this year.
Sure.
But he's going to be second in the MVP voting. Like, good call there, coach. I mean, he can read defenses great.
Yeah, and just the Brady thing with them after last year. They beat him in the playoffs. I want to see him shake the hands of Hurts after the game. That's what I want to see. See that whole thing play out there. Hey, Connie, do you have something that goes good with milk?
Cereal.
There you go.
You know, that's pretty basic. It doesn't matter what kind either. It's just, and then you can drink the milk afterwards right out of the bowl. Number one, you get a $50 Visa gift card there, Connie, so you can go do some shopping. $50 Visa gift card for you. All right, numbers here, 215-592-9494. You want to get on board, talk with Ross on the other side. Time of 94, WIP is 716.